Mr. Stefan Appel is the head of financial instruments and international financial institutions relations in DG Regia. And from his point of view, from the point of view of DG Regia, I would like to know how you see all these experiences and all the the comments that we received from the audience.
Thank you very much. No, I must say, I think Bruno already summarized many of the points very well. I'm happy to see, so to say, that things move from the last period to the next, that there is a transition and that they are based on positive experiences. And indeed, it's early stage. When you look at the overall numbers out of, let's say, cohesion policy, almost 400 programs, I think a bit like two-thirds have been approved so far. So we are not yet there everywhere. But, of course, preparations are ongoing. And I'm also happy to see that this sometimes controversially discussed instrument of ex-ante assessment serves to some extent the purpose it was meant to be, to provide the base for an informed decision. So what are the actual market needs, where are the market gaps which we have to cover? The other thing, which was also mentioned by Bruno, it's good to see that the new legal framework provides a lot of more flexibility and more options. But so far, our experience, looking at the different programs we have seen, is that the usual areas which were already eligible under the old period are still the key areas. So, which is somewhat supported by the presentations. On the other hand, we also see in the case of Hungary, you can explore other areas, and this is, of course, what you would like to encourage managing authorities to really look at the all thematic objectives which are currently now eligible, to see where financial instruments can be used. And I think there also the presentation showed very well that there is a lot more in terms of where market financing can be achieved, where you can move away from a pure grants culture. I think my colleagues in the afternoon on one of the two workshops will explain more about certain more technical issues like selections, like combination of funds, etc., where I think the Commission has made a major effort, first of all, to have a clearer framework and also now to provide more guidance to managing authorities that they know or understand better how the legal framework is meant to be implemented. So I think I'll stop here. Thank you.